Savior, hear my humble cry. Wise on other thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneel in there and be contrary, help me and my belief. Savior, oh, this morning, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on other thou art calling, do not pass me by. Oh, I call a Savior this. Savior, oh Lord, Savior, hear my humble cry. Wise on other thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting in all thy mercy is the word I speak, thou face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, oh yes. Save me, thou of grace. Savior, Lord, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all the comfort, more than life for me. Whom I have on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee. Oh, I cried this morning, Savior, Savior, oh yes, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. This morning I said, Savior, oh yes, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling, oh God, do not pass me by. Pass me not, O generous Savior. Save us, hear our humble cry this morning. Lord, we need you like we never need you before this morning. We said, Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. I said, Savior, 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 hallelujah. Let me at the throne of mercy go. Find that sweet relief. Oh, God. Kneeling, there is a deep contrary. Help me in my belief. All I can cry this morning, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Cry, O love, thou art calling. Oh, yes, do not pass me by. We want to say this morning, Savior, do not pass us by this morning. We are going through some things, Lord, but do not pass us by this morning. Well, let me just say, God is good. We'll understand it by and by. Lord, that's what I say. God is good this morning. We are understanding by and by. We say, trials of darkness. Yes, connect. Can I understand why we are so affected? Well, God, we do. We'll understand it better by and by. Trials of darkness everything. We cannot understand all the ways that God is to lead us, that we bless in promised land. But he said, Savior, oh God, Savior. I said, Savior this morning. Hallelujah. I can't understand it, but God understands it by and by. We have to understand. We have to be quiet this morning and let God work through us to say we will understand this better by and by. I can't just say God is good this morning. He woke me up this morning. I can't do say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus this morning. I understand this by and by. Well, we understand God is good this morning. Hallelujah. We understand it better by and by. Trials of darkness in every hand. Understand that God is leading us in the promise of a blessed time. Understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the faith of God in every hand, we will say, oh, all our everything, we will understand this better by and by. The trials of darkness on every hand, we cannot understand all the ways that God could lead us, that we were blessed upon in the promise of the land, but we understand it better by and by. By and by, oh, when the morning comes, oh, yes. Oh, God, when the morning comes, the saints of God gathering home, we will stay. And we will understand. We will understand this better by and by. For we will guide with us his eyes, and we'll follow. We will die. For all we understand is better by and by. We will pray for morning sun, and we will understand. We will understand this better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, oh, yes. Oh, listen, we understand. When we understand, when the morning comes, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, this morning's thing. Understand it by and by. Well, we'll understand why COVID's here. We'll understand why God is, that he's guiding us this morning, Lord. We got to understand why we stand here. We're waiting for God to be blessing us right now this morning. He woke us up this morning. Well, we will understand this better by and by. Oh, we understand it better by and by. Host, Rita, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We thank you, Father, that we do not have to lean towards our own understanding, but we trust you in everything, oh God. We trust you, Father, that you are our healer. We trust you that you are our deliverer. We trust you, God, that you are our friend. We trust you that you are our comforter. We trust you, God, in every single thing that we do, anything that we encounter, God. We thank you and we trust you during this pandemic, Father, because your ways are better and higher than ours, Father. So we just release ourselves to you this morning, God. We surrender ourselves to you that you would use us in this day according to your will. Lord, show us, Father, so that we can do what you would have us to do. And so we thank you for this, the master's call. We thank you for every single person that has dialed in, that is under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to see you, to hear from you, God, and to do what you would have us to do in this day. I ask that you would bless the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray, God, right now that you would fill them up until they overflow. I thank you for the TMC leadership team, and I ask that you would continue to bless and keep and elevate them in every single area of their lives, Father. And for every person that has dialed in, Father God, do great things in their lives in Jesus' name. And for the speaker that will come this morning, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would increase in the speaker as she decreases, Father, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, and that it will saturate us so that we can hear what you would have us to hear in this day, Father. And we will be forever grateful, God, forever grateful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I declare and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the magnificent and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Willard. Take it away.
Thank you, and we thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for greeting us this morning and for your powerful prayer and for getting up, my God, while it's still dark outside, to be of service to us here at the Master's Call, to serve us with excellence. Thank you for all that you do. And Minister Cynthia, our Honorable Cynthia Cox, thank you for ushering us in this morning in prayer. Well, I mean, in song. Well, family, I thank you. This is Minister Weller here in Tampa, and I greet each and every one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We thank you for joining us this morning on this call, the Master's Call, that was founded over, wow, it would be 10 years next month, October 25th, 2010, by our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on a scripture verse which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived since the beginning of this call, as well as full bios of all of our speakers. And in order to hear those and to hear the messages and to read the bios, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for this year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and you may have heard us say it every time we meet, that we are not a private club, that there are no auditions, that all you have to do is have a willing heart to greet, as you heard Minister Tiffany do, to be a psalmist, as you heard Minister Cynthia do, to host as I'm doing right now, or perhaps the Lord has put a word on your heart to share with us. You can do that by letting us know by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our very own Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. You can also go to info@themasterscall.net to leave a prayer request or a praise report. Now, as you know, on Fridays, we take our prayer requests and our praise reports live during the second half of the call. But if it's not Friday, any other day, you can go to info@themasterscall.net and leave your praise report and your prayer request there, and know that we are praising the Lord with you and praying for you. Well, this company, Artist, which was once Artist Life, Artist International, was established by the D.H. de Leon family over 20 years ago, over 29 years ago. I believe it's about 30 years now. And to find out more about the products and about the artist opportunity, you can go to the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to let you know about Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday morning. And you will find about more information about the products as well as about the opportunity by going to the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 29461#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 29461#. And that's where you go to get the vital information about the benefits of artist products and the opportunity, as well as hear testimonies, because today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, so much for the announcements. I am going to introduce our speaker for this morning, and she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She was one of the first women to serve here on the Master's Call. And there are many accomplishments about our speaker, but you know what? The one thing that she wants you to know is that she is sold out for the Lord. She feels that her walk with the Lord is the most important thing, the most important happening within her life. Now, she currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee. She's a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and she's the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says that holding on to God's unchanging hand is what got her through the circumstances in her life, the tsunamis, the storms, and I'm a living witness because she is my BGFF, and I know if it were not for the good Lord, the storms, the hurricanes, and the tsunamis would have swept her away, but she was grounded, and she was footed in the Word of God. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is my BGFF. She is caring. She's centered in the Word. She is amazing, anointed. She's noble and necessary. She is a devoted mother, wife, sister, friend, auntie, grandma, you name it, that's what she is. She is youthful. And I'm telling you, we have a whole bunch of laughs together. So it is my pleasure to introduce my friend, my sister, my BGFF, our speaker for today, Minister Candy Jelano Wilson. Candy, Minister Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's my BGFF. You're so wonderful. I love you dearly. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. I just want to thank all of you who contributed to making the call possible today, Minister Cynthia for your songs, Minister Tiffany for getting us started with greetings, and of course, you, Minister Willa, my BGFF, for hosting and for introducing me. And thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for giving life to the Master's Call. Let's pray. Daddy God, you are the Lord of the universe. You are the way maker. You are the air that we breathe. You are the promise keeper. You are our hope, our joy, and peace. Your Elohim. Thank you for the breath of life, for another day to worship you, to honor you. And Lord, I ask you to speak through me this morning as I deliver your message. I come against every hindering spirit in Jesus' name. And I pray for the sweet aroma of the Holy Spirit to permeate this call this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Family, today I want to embark up on a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, and I believe to yours too. It is the essential component to life of the believer. It is what keeps us going when we otherwise would give up. It is what we hold on to when all hope seems to be gone. It is what we do when we don't know what else to do, and that is prayer. I don't know how long this series, I know it's going to be a series because it goes beyond today. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get through it, but for the past month, I've been meditating and studying prayer and adding bits and pieces along the way. So here I am today, and my topic is simply prayer. Before we dig into it, I want to take a look at how prayer is defined. Wikipedia says, prayer is an invocation or an act to seek to activate a rapport with an object of worship through deliberate communication directed toward a deity or a deified ancestor. The dictionary defines prayer this way: a spiritual communion with God or an object of worship. So let's just say prayer is a spiritual act that seeks to activate communion with God. So now, what are some of the types of prayer? Well, we have repentance, confession. The prayer of confession and repentance acknowledges your sin to God and ask him to forgive you for your sins that you have committed, and then celebrates the forgiveness that you've received. We have the prayer of agreement. This is when more than one person comes to agree on what is being prayed. Multiple people, believers, agreeing on earth what heaven is saying. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Meditation, listening, the prayer of meditation and listening. Now, that may not sound like a prayer because basically you're not talking, you're not speaking, but you're listening, and it is a part, it's an essential part of prayer. Sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to him, waiting to hear what he has to say. You know, so many of us go into our prayer closets and we pray our prayers and we're all done and we hop up and we go, we're on our way. But we need to stop and meditate. We need to stop and listen and hear what God, what Jesus has to say to us. Petition. The prayer of petition is seeing a need and praying for it. You are making a request for something. Intercession. The Master's Call ministries are constantly exercising intercessory prayer. And that is when we go before the Lord in prayer on behalf of somebody, some event, or some situation. Jesus is our intercessor. Look at Romans 8:34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. You see, Jesus is interceding to God on our behalf. That's why when we pray in Jesus' name. And if you don't pray in Jesus' name, it's kind of like sending a letter without a stamp. Doesn't go very far. It's interesting because in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, God was looking for an intercessor. And the Bible says he wanted somebody to intercede for Judah, but he could find no one. During that time, political upheaval was rampant. You see, the priest could not be relied upon to intercede because they were corrupt. Does that sound familiar with what might be going on today? That's all I'm going to say about that. The prophets were lying. They were saying, God is here to prosper you. But God was getting ready to bring famine and poverty and destruction to the land. They were prophesying. Read Exodus chapter 32. I believe intercession is one of the most precious spiritual gifts and most powerful prayer weapons that we have in our arsenal. The prayer of thanksgiving. It is offering thanks to God. We're giving him thanks. We're praising him for something that he's done, something that he's going to do. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Praise and worship, oh my gosh, this is what I love to do. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. When we praise God, we declare the truth about who he is, what he has done, and or what he has promised. We reverence him. We reverence him. We give homage to him and his deity. Psalms 150, verse 6. Warfare. Warfare. Going into spiritual battle as you pray is confronting the kingdom of darkness. It is actually getting in Satan's face with the weapons of our warfare of the kingdom of God. It is taking up your full armor and going into battle with the full confidence that it is a fixed fight. Ephesians 6:12. Praying in tongues. It is a personal spiritual language to which the Holy Spirit gives utterance that edifies you and your relationship with God. 1 Corinthians 14:14. It is direct communication with God. Now, let's look at prayer a little closer. Let's dig a little deeper. When I began to study and research the topic prayer back in July in preparation for my message today, I wanted to dig and to meditate on it, not just for you guys, not just for you, but for me too. I thought about the way in which some of us may have been introduced to prayer. Many of us grew up in churches where they prayed those redundant devotional prayers every single Sunday, to the extent that everybody knew what Deacon Jones was going to pray before he prayed, because he prayed the same thing every single time. Something like this. This morning, Heavenly Father, once again, your humble, devoted servant comes down before you on bended knees, before you with humble heart. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you woke me up this morning so that I could run on to see what the end was going to be. I thank you, Lord, that my mattress was not my cooling board, and Lord, I study one no more, and that you bring the rain down in the spring. Now, don't let there be somebody in the choir or on the usher board who has offended him during the week. Won't he call him out in his prayer? He is going to put that prayer, that person in his prayer as sure as he leaves. And, Lord, you said we're supposed to do everybody right. We're supposed to treat everybody right, Lord. But, you know, Brother Martin in the choir needs help. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Help Brother Martin. But, God, I forgive him. I put him in your hands, Lord. You handle it today, Lord. So now I open the doors of the church. And anybody who wants to come, let them come down and meet me down at the aisle right now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, I poke fun at it in a loving way. We all have been at a place where we didn't know better about something along the way in our spiritual walk. Oftentimes, while we may have meant well, our hearts were just not pleasing to God. Devotional prayers, like what I just described, were events. They became epic. Those are what we call spectator prayers. They did not move people into the presence of God or into participation. Oftentimes, the congregation was cheering him and chanting, "Pray, Deacon Jones, pray, pray." So, saints, I encourage you to have personal devotion, not an event devotion. You don't just show up to pray. You pray in your private time. You see, you don't need to let everybody know you are praying, when you are praying, and what you are praying. Just pray. Just pray. The Bible says those who pray in public for recognition receive their reward. They get the recognition and praise from the people who see and hear them. But those who pray secretly in their prayer closets will be rewarded by God. That's Matthew 6:6. I want you to understand something. Many of us struggle with prayer because we have so much that competes for our time. We are in a rat race to do this or that, get to the job, go to class, go to a meeting, run to the store, get dinner, get the kids, that we put off or forget to get to God, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. Without him, we would be able to get to nothing. I'm reminded of a survey of believers that was taken. The question was, do you struggle with making time to pray? And 49% of those surveyed said, sometimes I do. 30% said no, and 21% said, yes, I do. Think about that for a minute. 70% of the believers surveyed have a prayer issue. They have difficulty in praying and having time to pray. Saints of God, we can't afford not to pray. We can't keep stealing time from the one who gave us time. What are the time remnants of your life that are robbing you of this precious time to grow and develop your prayer life? And to have you to understand, I'm sorry, lost my place. To develop your prayer life, in everything we're to give thanks to the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So to have you to understand what you're saying to God, if you say that, I don't have time, what you're really saying and telling God is to give you some more time. And so if you say that, God, give me more time. What if God says, well, why don't you just give me the job back? What does that mean? So prayer has to be a part of who you are. It has to be organic. It has to be inserted into who you are. Prayer is a time of connection, a time of reflection, a time of submission, a time of repentance, a time of declaration, a time of petition. If you think about it, throughout history, prayer has been a unified time of connection, time of renewal. When tragedy strikes our country or our world, you know what happens? Everybody wants to come together and pray. Nobody in Washington, D.C. wanted to pray until the 9/11 tragedy hit. We live in a culture that does not understand how different life would be as a nation if we would pray. And think about it, what our current situation is, this pandemic. So many of the saints are so divided by the politics of the nation and the racial division and all of that, that we, even as believers, oftentimes are talking about the problem and criticizing the politicians and all of that instead of getting on our knees and our faces and praying. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, saints, y'all, not sinners, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Can you hear me, Minister Candy? Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're kind of breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Okay. I need to. Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. And thank you for that rich, on-time word, because you know there are different ways to pray, different kinds of prayer. And thank you for bringing that to our forefront this morning. And I will call you back after the announcements and after our prayer to bring us the benediction. Let's go to the Lord and pray in prayer over our prayer requests. Father, we come to you this morning forever thankful, grateful for this day. Father, we thank you for the message, the on-time word that Minister Candy brought to us this morning. Father, we thank you that you are a God who not only hears our prayers, but you also answer our prayers. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to use Minister Candy. Lord, that you continue to download nuggets throughout the series that she is writing, Lord. And Father, that you bless her entire family, Lord, that you bless their going out and their coming in the name of Jesus. And Father, that we not rely on those old prayers that she was saying that we hear that are so rote and so unintentional, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, and I don't know who wrote the song Don't Pass Me By, but Father, I know they meant well. But I thank you, Lord, that you are not casting any one of us by. That when we call on you, Lord, you hear our prayers. Father, that you are omnipotent, you are omnipresent, you are everywhere. So we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are not passing not one of us by in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins, that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord, that you help us to be like you. Father, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we lift up Dr. Vanessa. We lift up Mother Josie, Lord. Father, we lift up Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Lord. Father, you know exactly what they stand in need of. We bring the Diaz de Leon family before you in the name of Jesus. Father, and I'm going to call out the names, but I ask that you touch each one with where they are needed. Father, that you touch each one with what their request has been. Father, not only that you touch them, Lord, but that you comfort as well. So, Father, Victoria Owens, her family, Tracy Towers, Alton, Sandra Robinson, Pastor Chuck, Minister Sharon, her mother, Mother Ethel, Lord, Quan, Denise, Cousin Arlene, Robert Rice, Blake, Jacob Blake and family, Alvina Valletta, Donette, Marisha, Ollie Daniels, Tamika Blocker, J.D. Bates, Glenn, Carolyn, LaFell, Stanley, Pam, Roger. Father, we ask that you lift up this, we lift up this election before you, God. Oh, God, we pray for our leaders, oh, God. Help us, Lord. Father, we, for those who have family members who have transitioned, God, we lift up Prophet Kai's family on the transition of her Aunt Marianne, Sharon's family, Lord, Ruth, Lord, on the transition of her husband, Wanda Walker's family, Father, all who have lost loved ones due to COVID-19 and to brutality by the police officers, Father. And then in other ways, God, we just lift them up, God, and that you be everything that they need you to be right now, their comforter and their strength, Lord, their peacemaker. Now, God, we thank you for each and everyone who has joined us on this call this morning. You know exactly what the need is, and so we ask that you touch and that you bring peace, comfort, hope. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we give you thanks in advance. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this powerful message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and today is Testimonial Thursday, and you can go to 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting our family this morning. Thank you, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for ushering us in worship. And thank you, Pastor Candy, for all that you have done to shed light on the different ways to pray. Thank you, our family members, for coming to be with us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I really do love me some you. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Heavenly Father, I thank you for going before us, correcting every problem, addressing every need, and comforting every heart as we leave this call. My ongoing prayer is that we see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Saints, go out and have yourselves a wonderful, blessed, safe day. Bye-bye.